Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines. Up-to-the-moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist, Mike Brook.
Today I'd like to visit with our Kansas dairy producers concerning feed efficiency on your dairy farms. You know, as you start looking at your options on your genetics and things that you're selecting for, there's some new things that we can look at when it comes to feed efficiency, and maybe some of your AI reps have started to talk to you about that. This is really kind of a fine-tuning thing that we can do as we look at what we can do with genetics now that actually look at some of the traits related to feed efficiency. Like anything with genetic progress, it takes time. So it's not something you're going to see tomorrow or even next year or even the following year. It's going to take some time. Genetics can be important, but what about the feed that you're wasting on your dairy farm? That reduces your feed efficiency as a whole farm. So that silage that spoils or the silage that's not put up correctly and it continues to spoil for several months on your farm, it reduces your milk production of your herd, and it increases your situation when you look at the amount of feed you need to harvest every year. The big picture is there's a lot of feed that goes to waste on our dairy farms. And if we really want to increase the efficiency of our operation, we need to think about reducing those losses first. That will probably have a greater impact on our bottom line than genetic selection just for feed efficiency. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension, encouraging our dairy farmers to keep in mind the important factors that surround this whole question of feed efficiency on our dairies.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.